it's time for Dial a Doc. And today we have joining us Kathy J. Martinez, Vice President of Patient Services, Chief Nursing Officer, and Romana Thompson, Senior Human Resources Business Partner. Good morning, both of you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And coming up, you have Nurses Week. That is yesterday, the 6th through the 12th of May, with an additional nod to FHN Pride Week coming up the following week. Now, this is National Nurses Week. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Since 1993, we've been celebrating National Nurses Week. And as you said, it started on May 6th, and it actually culminates on May 12th, which is Florence Nightingale's birthday. Florence Nightingale is considered to be the founder of modern nursing, so we pay tribute to her. Our theme this year for the nation is 4 Million Reasons to Celebrate, and that really is an acknowledgement of the positive contributions and the impact that the 4 million nurses in America make each and every day.
And Kathy, you're the Chief Nursing Officer at FHN, and why did you choose to become a nurse?
It goes back quite a while. I, as a child, had quite a few illnesses and asthma, so I was in the hospital a large portion of time, and I was surrounded by nurses. I was inspired because of the impact that they had on me. The nurses were always caring and kind, but they were also knowledgeable and skilled. And I reflect back on my 31 years of being a nurse this year, and I really think about all the lives that I've been impacted by. And we always think of nurses making a difference in their patients' lives, but I really am able to think about all the ways that I've had a positive connection to patients and families throughout these years, and how I remember some of those moments as if they were yesterday. It truly is, nursing is truly a wonderful profession to be in.
It seems like quite a calling, and this is just people that tell you what they think that you've done over the years. Just wonder how many people out there think the same thing and have just never said it. You must have really been inspired. You're an MSN, an RN, and a FACHE. What is that?
That's a fellowship in the American College of Healthcare Executives. So it's a board certification. It just demonstrates that besides nursing, that I've taken time to study and actually learn more of the business of healthcare. One of the things that you didn't mention that you don't have the knowledge of knowing is that I'm also currently working on my doctorate in healthcare administration.
Good for you. That's very impressive. Have you had a chance to take a few nurses under your wings over the years and be their mentor?
I have, and I love the staff that we have here, our leadership team. I often say that if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here, because we have some awesome nurses that provide excellent care, and truly it's an honor to be able to serve as their leader.
How many nurses does FHN employ?
FHN employs anywhere from 400 to 450 nurses in various nursing roles.
Would that be both men and women?
Yes, correct.
And what types of nursing careers are available at FHN?
FHN offers multiple nursing careers and different paths for our nursing staff to grow. We have vertical and lateral growth opportunities. We have also various leadership roles that nurses can grow into, as well as serve as educators, preceptors, mentors, and coaches. But also within the nursing career path, we have to meet the needs of the community and the patients, so the nursing roles do evolve to meet those needs. For example, we have nurse navigator roles, complex care managers, and nurse health coaches.
And with the different types of nurses that you have, those careers, it seems like there's plenty of growth potential as a nurse to keep moving up in the ladder, if you will.
Absolutely. FHN offers a lot of opportunity for our nurses and other staff as well. We have our Center of Innovative Learning. Our organization has a corporate university model to allow the growth and opportunities. We continuously develop our staff and provide so many educational opportunities for the growth.
Now, we hear frequently, ladies, that there will be a shortage of nurses in the future. Are there current openings at FHN?
Yes. Yeah, so that shortage of nurses in the future is really looming upon us. In the state of Illinois alone in 2020, we will be short 21,000 nurses to care for the patients. As you know, our communities across the United States are aging, and our patients are having more complex diseases, which requires additional nursing staff.
Now, nursing, a wonderful profession. I'm assuming that financially pay is pretty good and can get better and better as they move up the chain?
We are very competitive when it comes to pay and opportunities for growth here at FHN. We have a PNPP model, which allows our nurses to grow and put a portfolio together with their accomplishments, and it's kind of like a stepladder for growth within nursing. We also have certification pay and BSN pay for our nurses, so it allows them to also continue their education and certifications and be rewarded for doing so. And it also is evidence-based, so we pay those based on those accomplishments because evidence shows that it will in turn provide better patient care. within nursing, we also offer the opportunity for flexible scheduling options, because we all understand not everyone can work the same hours or not everyone's life is the same, so they require maybe different opportunities. So we have flexible employment options here at FHN for our nurses.
How does FHN encourage people to become nurses?
We have a multitude of different opportunities, including scholarships. We have a scholarship that has specifically been given to us for Highland Community College to encourage our CNAs, our certified nursing assistants, to move through and become an RN. We also have tuition assistance, which allows, again, our staff to be able to go to school while they're working and be, you know, receive assistance as they proceed in their education.
If somebody is interested in becoming a nurse or joining the FHN nursing staff, where can they find out more?
They can contact Carol Bakey through at 599-6000, or they can go to FHN.org, where all of our current openings are listed.
Now, following Nurses Week, ladies, next week is National Hospital Week and also FHN Pride Week. What's the background on Pride Week?
So at FHN, we have Pride standards, and that means that we deliver patient-centered care. We do that with respect, dignity, and compassion. We're innovative in our approach to caring for our community. We deliver excellence every patient, every time, and we engage our staff as well as our patients and community members in obtaining health and wellness. This week allows us to give recognition for our team as they personify those standards. And it gives us the opportunity to thank them for delivering healthcare excellence every person, every time.
The theme for National Hospital Week is Celebrating Hope and Healing. How does that theme apply at FHN?
If you take a moment to really look at our logo, you can see that there's hands and surrounding a heart. And that really talks about hope and healing. You know, we deliver healthcare excellence to our communities. That's our vision. And this, again, allows us that time to thank our staff and really focus on what we're here to do as a healthcare organization, and that's to provide hope and healing.
If people want to learn more about FHN, where can they do that?
They can look in the Insight magazine that comes out. You can also go to the website, www.fhn.org, or you can contact any member of the staff, and we'll be happy to share our stories with you.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, ladies. Kathy J. Martinez, Vice President of Patient Services, Chief Nursing Officer, and Ramona Thompson, Senior HR Biz Partner. Thanks so much for joining us today, ladies. Thanks so much for being nurses. You help so many people and touch lots of lives.
Thank you.
That's our Dial-A-Doc for today. This is WBGR Big FM 93.7.